This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to remain steadfast, especially when looking at Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is such an honor to be here at your service, dear listeners, dear friends. In today's episode, we are talking about how to remain steadfast, especially when taking into consideration Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, from the title, you have already guessed, because it is quite clear that one of the things that we learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam is this steadfastness. Now, to remain on the path of Islam and to really live an Islamic lifestyle, you know, we're going to have to be steadfast. Now, being steadfast means that, you know, despite trials or tribulations, despite challenges and despite difficulties that might arise in trying to be a good person, in trying to be an honorable individual, and in trying to live this beautiful Islamic lifestyle, that we will, despite all these things, we will continue to be steadfast and continue to live an Islamic lifestyle, right? So when we look at Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the land of Karbala and the 10th of Muharram and even the events leading up to the 10th of Muharram in the year 61 Hijri, where the Master of Martyrs himself was martyred and attained martyrdom, but also 72 of his companions, among others, were martyred for the cause of Allah, on the path of Allah, they remained steadfast throughout all of these challenges and these difficulties. And it is a believer who is faced with challenges, it is a mu'min, it is a faithful person who is faced with challenges in order to test their belief, right? Even the Holy Quran says, do you think that you will acclaim and you will attest to faith, but you won't be tested to that proclamation that you make that you are of the faithful? Now, of course, the reward of the faithful is great, and we call ourselves faithful. So should there not be a test in order to gauge whether we are faithful or not?
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about how to be steadfast, and that too when taking into consideration Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So as we said, if we want to live an Islamic lifestyle in an environment which is relatively, if not totally, un-Islamic, then we're going to have to be steadfast. We're going to have to remain strong and confident. And this is something that we ourselves need to understand, that the Islamic lifestyle that we have been prescribed by the Almighty Allah is a perfect lifestyle. It is a perfect order. And not only does it bring about bliss and prosperity and satisfaction and joy on a personal individual level, but it will also do the same on a family level, as well as a communal, community level, social level, as well as eventually the global level, which is the ultimate purpose. The ultimate purpose is to bring happiness and bring prosperity and bring bliss and tranquility to all of humanity. And so in order to live an Islamic lifestyle, because that's where it all starts, right, is the individuals in a society, in a community, in a family, living an Islamic lifestyle. Well, we're going to have to be steadfast on that Islamic lifestyle. And just like Imam Hussein alayhi salam has taught us, we are going to face challenges and we're going to face difficulties. But if we rely on the Almighty Allah, if we have faith in the Almighty Allah and we trust the Almighty Allah, then of course with a little bit of effort on our part, or perhaps a lot of effort and remaining steadfast, we will be able to live that Islamic lifestyle. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah and God bless you all. Won't be life tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled the air.